presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Fellows and girls, doesn't the roar of Hop Harrigan's plane make you want to learn to fly? Doesn't it make your fingers itch to get hold of that joystick and feel the thrilling response of the ship to the controls? I'll bet it does. And I'll bet many of you listening right now are dreaming of a career in aviation, ambitiously planning to learn to fly just as soon as you can. Some of you, no doubt, are even looking forward to the day when you'll be qualified to join the Army or Navy Air Forces. Well, believe me, aerial warfare requires lots of physically fit, well-trained young men. Yes, sir, aviation in war and aviation in peace is a field for youth. But as you well know, there's much more to flying than merely guiding a plane through the skies. A good pilot isn't made overnight. A well-trained pilot for combat or peacetime civilian aviation requires many months of preparation, long hours of hard work and study. You boys who want to join the Army or Navy Air Forces when you reach the required age, and you boys and girls who are planning careers in peacetime aviation when this war is won, you can begin to prepare. You can start your training right now. How? By taking the pre-flight training courses now being established in high schools all over the country. These courses, approved by the Army and Navy Air Forces and the Civilian Aeronautics Administration, teach aerodynamics, theory of flight, navigation, meteorology, all the necessary fundamentals. And what's more, you can take these courses as part of your regular high school curriculum during regular school hours. If you're a high school junior or senior, or between 16 and 18 years of age, you are eligible to take these aviation courses. If you're not old enough yet, tell your older brothers about them. But don't waste any time. If pre-flight training courses have not yet been established in your high school, talk with your principal about them and ask him to include them in your curriculum for the next semester. If additional information is required, address inquiries to the United States Office of Education in Washington, D.C. America needs flyers. And now to our story. As you remember, Hop Harrigan and Lisa Collard, the young French girl who engineered Hop's escape from prison, made their way to Paris in the hope of contacting an influential member of the loyal French underground, the patriots who secretly resist the Nazi occupation of France. One of these is Paul Joulet, a newspaper publisher who, although seemingly friendly with the Nazis, is in reality a leader of the underground. Hop told Joulet his mission in occupied France, to secure and fly back to England a Messerschmitt plane equipped with a new and deadly aerial cannon. Joulet informed him that Messerschmitts equipped with the new cannon were stationed at Le Bourget Field in Paris, and if Hop wanted to take a chance as a lone wolf, he could. Desperate, Hop decided to risk it and made plans to attempt a single-handed getaway disguised as a Nazi officer. But before he could leave Joulet's residence, an unexpected visitor arrived. The Gestapo officer who had imprisoned Hop, Colonel Strauss. Situation is tense. As we join them now, Hop, Joulet, and Lisa are together in a room of the publisher's house, while Colonel Strauss impatiently demands admittance. Listen.
Open up, Joulet. I have important business.
Hop, what will we do with this house?
He must not find you here. It would mean death for all of us.
Look, I've got an idea. I'm going to duck into that closet and you let him in, Joulet.
But what about me?
Joulet will surrender you to Strauss.
Are you mad, Harrigan?
Now, I know what I'm doing. You surrender Lise to Strauss, Joulet.
Oh, I am afraid.
Oh, will you trust me, Lise? I wouldn't let you down.
Joulet, let me in.
Now, look, there isn't much time. I'm going to duck into the closet. Now, don't forget. You do as I say. Okay, let him in.
Joulet, what sort of nonsense is this? Open the door at once.
One moment, Herr Strauss. I am coming.
Why
That took you so long.
I am sorry, Herr Strauss, but I was busy. Come in.
Who is this French boy?
A friend of mine. And a surprise for you.
I'm in no mood for surprises, Jolet. Tell the boy to leave. I want to speak with you alone. I'm in trouble.
I know. The unfortunate escape of that young Englishman. What is his name?
Harrigan. I suppose old Paris is talking, huh? Let him talk. Harrigan must be somewhere in the city. I will take it apart, brick by brick, to find him.
That may not be necessary.
What do you mean?
Take a good look at the little French boy, Herr Strauss.
I'm in no mood for pleasantries, Jolet.
The boy, Herr Strauss.
A boy is a boy. But Himmler is another matter. Himmler and a Führer. They will ask for explanations.
The boy, Strauss, is Lise Collard.
I do not care if his name is... What? Lise Collard?
Oui, monsieur.
Where did you find her, Jolet?
Here, in Paris.
Jolet, this is a stroke of luck. She will tell me where I can find Harrigan.
I don't think she knows. I have already questioned her.
Girl, where is the English Schweinhund?
I cannot say.
There are ways of making you talk, you know.
I will never talk for you or any other man.
We will see about that. What plans did you have for her, Jolet?
I am like a man with a better mousetrap. The buyers will come, eventually.
You French. Always three ways to say nothing.
If I have this Collard girl, then to get her, Harrigan must come to me.
Oh, I see. You're very clever, Jolet. You mean you will just sit here and Harrigan will walk into the trap, huh?
Oui. And I do not have to do any of this shooting and running and shouting.
Good. I will wait here. I won't leave.
You're right, Strauss. You won't leave.
Harrigan, in a Nazi uniform. Jolet, you treat me.
No, Strauss. I tried to keep you from coming in here, even though Harrigan had his gun in my ribs.
Sir.
I refused to answer your summons, knowing full well that Harrigan would have you at gunpoint. But you insisted.
Enough explanation, Jolet. Get your hands up. You too, Strauss.
What are you going to do, Harrigan?
Kill you.
No. Don't, Harrigan.
Stand still, Jolet. That point of yours is quite a target. Lise, you'll find some sheets in that closet. Get them.
Oui, hop immédiatement.
Harrigan, where did you get the German's captain's uniform?
Today's my birthday. Hitler sent it to me.
Please, do not point that gun at me, Harrigan.
Lise, get behind Strauss. Keep out of his reach. Now remove his gun from his holster.
I like these, Hop.
I wouldn't try anything, Strauss. There's nothing I'd rather see than a dead Gestapo agent.
I have his gun, Hop.
Good. Now tear those sheets into strips.
How many strips, Hop?
Enough to keep them both safely tied till I finish my business, Lise. Now, Strauss.
Yeah?
Get to that phone.
Yeah, Harrigan. Only don't shoot. Please don't shoot.
I won't, as long as you do as you're told.
Yeah, anything.
Now, pick up that receiver. Call the Berger Airport.
I don't know the number. I don't know where...
That was the trigger being cocked, Strauss.
I'm calling. For the sake of pity, Harrigan, don't shoot. I'm young. I'm... Operator, give me the Berger Airport at once.
You'll ask for the commandant.
Hello? Give me the commandant. This is Colonel Strauss Gestapo.
What shall I say? Tell him to prepare a Messerschmitt 110 equipped with a new cannon. One of your aides... Captain Hess, will pick it up immediately. And remember, Strauss, this gun is loaded.
Yeah. Hello, Commandant. This is Colonel Strauss. You'll prepare immediately a Messerschmitt 110. One of those with the new cannon. One of my aides will pick it up in a few minutes.
He refuses, Harrigan. He refuses.
Shoot him, Hop, like a dog.
No, don't. Commandant, I order that plane immediately. I don't care about regulations. This is business for the Führer. Yeah, danke schön.
But, Harrigan, they will strip me of my rank. And you call yourself a Nazi leader. Those strips ready yet, Lise?
Here they are, Hop.
Okay. Sit down in that chair, Strauss. That's it. Now tie him up, Lise. Make it go.
Oh, oui, with pleasure.
You will tie me too, Harrigan?
You, I should shoot, Jolet.
It is too tight.
That means it isn't tight enough. I'll help you, Lise.
Thank you.
There. That ought to hold you. And now I'm going to give you a tank tinker special.
What is that? An American torture?
No, an American sleep inducer. I never did this to a bound man before, but in this case, it can't be helped. Sweet dreams, Strauss.
He's, like you say, out cold.
Say, was the act all right, Jolet? He didn't suspect anything, did he?
I don't think so. He looked very convinced. Well, your plane is ready now. You have worked a miracle.
Oh, gosh, I almost forgot. Lise, don't stand here. Beat it. Get in touch with LaRose. See if he gets you out of Paris right away. Unless you want to change your mind and come along with me.
No, Hop. My place is here, in my own country. And now, good luck, Hop. And be careful. Maybe someday we will meet again. Au revoir.
Au revoir. See you soon. And now I got to tie you, Jolie.
Leave me loosely tied. You go immediately to the field. I will free myself in a short while and then release Strauss. But not before you get away.
Oh, great. Here, sit down. You tell me if it's too tight.
All right.
Gee, you know I'm going to miss Lise. She's been a swell sport.
Don't worry about her. I will see that no harm comes to her.
Thanks, Jolie. There. Those knots too tight?
No. Now you'd better go.
Okay. Well, so long, Jolie. I'm not much on this speech stuff, but if I get to England with that Messerschmitt, I'll have you to thank for it.
No. You will have your own courage and bravery to thank. That and what all of us have come to know as the American spirit. May it never fail us.
It won't, Jolie. Don't worry. So long.
Au revoir.
Now, to get to Le Bourget. Hey! Why, that must be Colonel Strauss's car parked outside. Might as well use it. Drive to Le Bourget Airport at once.
This is Colonel Strauss's car, Herr Kapitän. I have orders to wait for the Colonel.
I'm acting on instructions from Colonel Strauss. You do as I tell you.
Ja, Herr Kapitän. You said Le Bourget Field, Herr Kapitän?
Yes, as fast as you can make it.
Jawohl.
What's that, driver?
Shortwave radio, Herr Kapitän. Always we keep it on for special orders. I will turn it off.
Achtung, all receiving stations. Achtung. Notice is here given of the theft of a German captain's uniform bearing the 62nd Hussar identification. Be on the lookout for a British spy masquerading in this uniform of the Reich.
Turn off that radio.
It is believed the spy is one known as Harrigan. He has blue eyes, blonde hair.
Turn that off, I said. Do you hear me? Turn it off.
I have turned it off. But too late, Herr Harrigan.
Well, it looks like poor Hop is in trouble again. And only a few short miles from the airport and his goal. Recognized by the driver of Strauss's car, how will he get away? Be with us tomorrow and find out. Tune in, same time, same station, and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. If anyone were to ask you, is Hop Harrigan a good flyer? You'd probably answer, I'll say, is that boy's an expert. And I'd agree with you 100%. And believe me, to be an expert flyer requires plenty of skill. The kind of skill that is acquired after a thorough training in groundwork and the fundamentals of aviation. You fellows and girls who are high school juniors or seniors, or between the ages of 16 and 18, can start training for careers in aviation right now by taking the pre-flight training courses now being set up in high schools all over America. Remember, if pre-flight training courses are not now available in your school, talk to your principal about them and ask him to include them in the curriculum for your next semester. If additional information about these aviation courses is required by your principal or by you, address all inquiries to the United States Office of Education in Washington, D.C. America needs flyers.
CX4 to control tower. CX4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX4. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan taking off.
See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan comes to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.